application is case number 9936.
I got that one.
The application of Langard I. Whiteford IV for parcel east of Seafarer Road, south of Route 22, being lot 76 within White House Beach Mobile Home Park, requesting a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Langard Whiteford, 830 Bird River Beach, Baltimore, Maryland.
Case for tell the truth and best of your knowledge?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Done, this application is a request for, according to the applicant, needs a 14-foot variance from separation requirement from 20-foot. I'm requesting a variance of 14 feet from the required 20-foot spacing between units. We did receive one letter from Mr. and Mrs. Sal Maluto stating that their, Mr. Seth Mumford contract will be representing them this evening. We are against the 14-foot variance. We need the 20-foot to park our truck and boat trailer on this side of our home, since we do not even have 15-foot on the other side of our home. It is not safe to be so close, especially in light of the recent fire at White House Beach. That's all I have.
Thank you. Well, good evening, Chair.
Good evening. Well, I just found out that I don't need 14 feet. I was just told recently that I just needed a 5-foot variance on each side. We purchased the trailer that was there in January. It was a 12 by 56 foot trailer, 30-year-old, falling apart. It was an eyesore. We purchased it, we demolished it. Mr. Shaw, the owner of White House Beach, told us we should get a 56 foot trailer, the same size that was there, and replace it there. And nowhere, anywhere along this whole situation did they tell me I needed a variance until we demolished that other trailer, started putting our new one down with the building permit and everything, and then they stopped it. So I have a 56-foot trailer up here in a lot already paid for, and we can't put it there until we get this 5-foot variance that we need.
Now, first you had a 12 by 56, you said?
It was a 12 by 56.
And you replace it with another 56.
And you can get a
12 by 56?
Well, he said you can get a 56-foot wide trailer. No, we got a double wide. We purchased a double wide. He said the length wouldn't matter. Then he said the width wouldn't matter. He said the length is what you got to keep the same. So we kept it at 56, and we bought a double wide to put on the same lot in the same spot.
But it's not replacing the same trailer, then, is it?
Well, it's the same width.
Well, you had a 12-foot, you got a 24-foot now?
Oh, yeah, but it's still 56 feet long.
I understand that, but it's the same width.
Well, it's the same length. That's what I meant, the same length.
But that's not the point. Again, it's not the same width, right?
No, it's wider. It's double wide.
Okay, thank you. That's my question.
Yeah, it's a double wide.
You're still 20 feet from the neighboring unit?
Yeah,
we're
20 feet from the people behind us. I don't know about the people beside us. So they'll be at least 7 feet till the end of the moment. It's 56, so it's a 70-foot wide track. So there'll be at least 14 feet difference there. So I'm assuming if we set the thing right in the middle, it'll be 7 feet on the one side, and if you get the 5-foot variance, we should be, you know, within that range, which would then be set back also.
Because the drawing that you submitted with the application showed that you were 20 feet from the neighboring unit on lot 77.
Correct.
That you were
6 feet.
6 feet from the.
Well, I don't know if that's 6 feet or a question mark, because I don't know.
Well, it is a question mark, but it said 6 foot. That's why I was questioning.
Your request is for a 14-foot variance, which suggests that you're 6 feet from there.
But nobody told me exactly what I needed.
Okay. You obviously purchased this from someone.
Yes.
Company.
And yes.
Who obtained the permit?
To purchase the property. The old one?
Permit from the county. To set this unit. We see there's a permit issued on.
Oh, that would be Atlantis Homes.
Atlantis.
Yeah, they didn't tell me either that I needed a variance.
Okay. Well, that's not surprising because they've been before this board 6 times.
Okay. Each one is coming next. I was waiting. Mr. Mills got done.
So you rely on them to get the permit and do all the paperwork?
Yeah, well, they're professionals.
Did you contact them and ask them to be with you this evening?
Yes, the gentleman who we purchased it from has got a blocked artery in his neck, and he's health-wise unable to be here.
He's the only one that works there?
Well, no, I guess there's other people who work there. But
Mr. Whiteford, did Did anyone tell you you needed to get a survey?
No.
The layout of your lot?
No, they did not. Nobody's been telling me anything like this.
Anybody at White House Beach, nobody at White House Beach discussed that with you?
No. They were going to stake it out and do all that, and I just assumed that they did.
The problem is that without a survey, the board would not have any way of knowing if your dwelling was being properly placed and with respect to setbacks on the property, lot coverage, and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a problem with White House Beach for quite some time. We've explained to the ownership that they had to have surveys and that everybody had to have a survey to come in here for the board to be able to make that determination. And really, without it, there's no way that these gentlemen could ever verify that you weren't too close to a property line or covered too much of the property, because there are limits in the ordinance as to how much of the property can be utilized for your dwelling.
He told me that if I replace a 56-foot trailer with a 56-foot long trailer...
So when you double the size...
Or double the width.
I understand it's the width. When you double the width, that is going to minimize the areas on either side. And we have no way of knowing, the board has no way of knowing if you're too close to a property line or not.
Another issue is what he's suggesting there may be, because there's nothing that tells us where the property lines are. So you may not only be too close to the adjacent mobile home,
mm-hmm.
but you also may be in violation of the setback requirements, but we have no way of knowing because there's not a survey which we've asked the ownership to provide.
I mean, we've been replacing a trailer that had been there for 30 years and putting it in the same spot?
Once it leaves and a new one comes in, it has to comply with the current ordinances regardless of what they were when it was originally placed.
Okay, so what do I do?
Well, that's yet to be determined.
Because I've already purchased this trailer. It's sitting up on a lot in Houston.
That is unfortunate.
I spent $80,000 already on this, and we have nothing to show for it except a lot of heartache.
I understand. It may be to your benefit to seek legal counsel to ask Atlanta Homes what they're going to do to remedy your situation.
So I got to talk to them to remedy this? Is that...
Well, they obtained the permit for you, so they assume some responsibility there.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the ownership of White House Beach has some responsibility as well.
Well, as far as I can tell, both of these people have been dropping the ball the whole time on this thing.
And that's probably is. Concur, Mr. Miller, so you may need to do that, seek some counsel then. But we're not here to decide that for you. We're just trying to determine your situation, okay?
More than likely, we won't make a decision until we see a survey.
Okay, so I have to get a survey, and then we have another hearing, and how long would that be? How often do you meet? Because, I mean...
If we wait for a survey, then we'll close the hearing and just wait for the survey so that we can see that it meets all the setback requirements.
It's back on you to get that done.
Okay.
Give him a little, get that in a moment then. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board?
Mr. Bevan?
No.
Mr. Upton?
Mr. Miller?
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
One in the back.
One in the back. Ma'am, would you please come forward? You said that right up here, sir. Is there anyone else here in opposition at this time other than this young lady? Okay, that'll be all.
Kathleen Leveling, 35401 West River Drive, White House Beach. I do. Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm more or less here for additional clarification. Having had experience with the shells, having had to cut 4 feet off my house by direction of you fellas, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
But we were led down the same road as he. I am here because they have not told us how close. We are on the left of Mr. of Lindwood's house that's going to go in from the left. It's a very small area to begin with, And I figured at most 4 feet on the front. Please, can I have my 4 feet or whatever in the side? Give us some space, because there was no space literally between the other one. I was here for variance for all this. I was here for variance for 4.5 inches. So, I mean, I walked the thing, and it's a tough road dealing with the shoals and with these guys.
Right.
95, 96, 97, and 98. And I don't even know if today it's all resolved.
What's your lot number mean?
58.
58, George? Okay, ma'am.
Okay. So it's support and also it's clarification. How close is he going to be to us?
All right.
Okay.
Ma'am.
But we support him and want it for a neighbor.
Okay.
So, consider.
It's
just this clarification and to let you know that we walked the same road he walked and what happened to us.
Can we get your name again for the record?
Kathleen Levering. Harry and Kathleen Levering.
Levering, okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, I make a motion that we leave the public hearing open in case 9,936, only for the purpose of the applicants to submit a survey to the board.
Okay, do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Wharton that we leave case number 9,936 open for the purpose only of the applicant to get a survey and submit it to the office. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, can you use a voting sign?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried.
Can I get the same, tomorrow if I can work it out, or?
Well, sir, where you propose you place it.
You're probably being pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
Mr. Whiteford, let me make another suggestion to you. When this gets rescheduled, because it has to come back before the board after your survey has been submitted, have your surveyor come to the meeting. Okay.
Anybody, no, we don't need him. Okay.